the bird's eye view of a thing called life, and we only get it once. No, we don't get it twice. So that's why.
Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. And I am looking forward to this next conversation. First of all, I've got three guests in studio. Anytime I can fill the studio with people, it's good. But the other reason is because we're going to be able to talk about a topic that you and I talk about a fair bit. And that is how we can deal with, battle the problem of addiction and throw in some complex needs, perhaps in some cases. On top of that, how often are you and I talking about the overdose problem? For example, in Saskatchewan, some of it has to do with just how drugs and drug use has changed, but some of it has to do with just the lack of services. And so week after week, it feels like we talk about this and come at this topic from a different angle and bring in different guests and talk about what's happening in other parts of Canada, all of which is searching for a solution to truly help people, help with their addiction, get them on a path where they see a better life for themselves, they want a better life for themselves, and ultimately stop this recidivism that we see, victimization, and ultimately, obviously, something that can result in death. And so my next three guests are here to talk about an innovative place in Saskatchewan called the Village of Hope. It's in Eston, Saskatchewan. So we're putting Eston on the map, a small little community in our province. But I've got three people here that are looking to talk about the Village of Hope. This is quite a success story. I've got Alex Parsons joining us, who is the director of the Village of Hope. Alex, thank you for being here.
Thanks.
I've got Jesse Weiberg, promotions and marketing manager for the Village of Hope and father of Toby. Jesse, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And Toby, who is a graduate of the Village of Hope and a servant leader, training program leader. Mm. Thank you for being here, Toby.
No problem.
So maybe, Toby, I'll start with you because First of all, I'm giving you so much credit for, number one, you're a strong, healthy, young fella who I know just overcame some real challenges. Mm. Will you feel comfortable talking a little bit about your journey and what led you to the Village of Hope?
Yeah, sure. So I was at the point where I like did not feel like I could ever overcome anything in general, much less addictions. So the idea of going to a place where we're going to be talking about addictions and all of that, when I first heard about it, I was pretty skeptical, honestly. And it also meant letting go of so many things that I made my identity and I made who I was. But then when I actually took the leap of faith, the step and said, I was at a psych ward for suicidal watching. And so when I got to the Village of Hope, I had nothing to lose.
When I talk with people who, like you, are brave enough to say, yeah, I'll talk to you about the journey that I've been on, most times they say, you know, my journey through addiction wasn't one that I purposefully did. It's something that just kind of starts to happen. Can you talk about how that happened in your life?
Yeah. So prior to the Village, I knew I needed to change, but I just felt I couldn't. But by the time I got to the Village, there was a bit of just kind of going through the motions, a bit of that. But at a certain point, I realized I have to make this my own. Mm-hmm. I have to really put in the effort to do this. And to be honest, there were a lot of people I'd see who were successful, who did well in life, like my father or like anyone. And I just, part of me would say, oh, I hate those people. Like they have no idea what they're doing. They're just like seeking for something. But another part of me was just wanting what they had. And by being in the Village, I've been learning, oh, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can be an active member of society. I can do the things that I'm supposed to do. And when I finally let go of the drugs, when I finally let go of all the addictions, all of that, I was able to see, hey, I actually love doing this.
How long did you struggle with addiction, Toby?
I struggled for 3 years.
So there were probably numerous points in those 3 years where people either tried to help you get onto a path of getting healthy, or maybe you tried to yourself. What was the difference here? What changed? How did your time at the Village of Hope change from those other times?
I think the biggest thing in the past when I'd try to get off drugs, when I try to get off all of that, I'd be alone. I'd have nobody there. But when I came to the Village, I had a group of people to support me and a group of people who actually understood what I was going through. Mm-hmm. Where I'd have my dad and I have my family and all that who would like very much support me, but they wouldn't know what it was.
They haven't walked those same paths. I'm Alex, I'm going to come to you in a second, but I want to, Jesse, bring you into the conversation. So you, I know, do promotions and marketing for the Village of Hope, but you're also dad. And so I can't imagine how proud you are of this young fella. Talk to me about the impact of having a family member, having a loved one with an addiction, and what this opportunity, how it's changed your life.
Yeah, so it was incredibly hard, right? As I'm sure many people know, like Toby, when he was in the middle of his addiction, it was day to day. We didn't know what to do. We were trying different things and it just, nothing seemed to work. And you're just kind of like, at the end of your rope. Mm-hmm. And so when Toby got to the point, I think he got to a point where he's like, okay, I need help. And I think that's an important place for somebody to get to, because we were trying other things before that and he wasn't quite at that point yet. So nothing really seemed to stick. So when he got to that point of like, okay, yeah, dad, I actually want some help. Then that's when we reached out to Village of Hope and, they accepted him. They had room. We brought him out there, dropped him off. And, I mean, it was still scary, right? You don't know. Mm-hmm. Cause not everybody that goes in makes it all the way through. It's a tough program. Yeah, we're just over a year now since we dropped him off, graduated back in March, and like just the hope and the joy that's returned to our family. Like he was here this weekend, he was at home with us and it was just, we got to celebrate his birthday. And in years past, it was like, is he even going to be around to celebrate his birthday? So we are just, it has changed our family in such a positive way that even 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we were like, you know, weren't even close to that. It was a scary time.
Jesse Weiberg is one of my guests, who is the father of Toby Weiberg, who we've just heard from, a recent graduate from the Village of Hope, which is in Eston, Saskatchewan. Alex Parsons also joining us. So what is it, Alex? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your story and what it is about the Village of Hope. How's the approach different? Why do you see such good, solid success in your graduates?
Yeah, why we see good solid success in our graduates is it's a 10-month program, but also they have the chance, like Toby, to stay on after for servant leadership training, which is a year after the program. I went through the program out in New Brunswick, and in New Brunswick, I stayed on afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I think that length of time is what people need.
So 10 months is, I mean, that to me speaks to, this is not drop someone off for 2 weeks and then hope for the best. 10 months is, it's a commitment. What do you do in those 10 months, Alex?
Yeah, in those 10 months, the guys develop a work ethic that a lot of them have lost over time in addiction. So, and also like, because in the morning they go through workbooks and we have classes from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. After that, they work on different job sites. So they learn to work with each other. And also it's like a big family, mm-hmm. a brotherhood there.
I watched, you've got an incredible video, which I found out, Jesse, you put together. So where can people see that video, by the way? Is it on your website?
Yep. Okay. It's on Facebook and also on the website.
On the Village of Hope website. So I was watched the video last night. And I understand that the people that are in the program are making such an incredible change in the community, the small community of Eston. They're making improvements in the community, everything from woodworking to some delectable baking that I saw on there. Can you talk a bit about that, Alex?
Yeah, the guys help out in the bakery. And the bakery is like our connection with the community. A lot of people come in. It's a cafe too. So they sit down and meet with the guys. that helps so that the men aren't isolated from everyone else outside of the village.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the struggles that I had, was getting adapted with living outside of the village after the program.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps them to be in relationship with others than just the men in the program too.
Right. What did you learn about yourself, Toby, in your time in there? And I'm talking about maybe just what you learned about yourself as a person, but maybe some of these skills and things that you, well, I'm guessing likely had not done before. Maybe you had, I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said before, I just assumed I couldn't do things. I assumed I was incapable of doing things. But while I was out there, I was doing things like weed whacking, gardening, and all these things that I never put in the effort to actually try, and I love them. Mm-hmm. I thought they were great. So on the work side of it, there's so much I learned about myself of what I'm capable of doing and what I desire to do, what I actually want to do. And another, on a more like deeper level, I've learned like why I'm going to drugs, why I'm going to all these things as a way to cope. Mm-hmm. And there's all these issues that I didn't know I had and I didn't want to look at. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing I've taken from this place, and learning how to deal with those things, both from the past and as they come up in my life.
I know I've said it a couple of times, but I'm so proud of you, Toby. I give you a lot of credit. It's that's a big step. And as much as there's people there to help you, that's a personal decision. Yeah. And clearly this is a program that works. Do you have a finite amount of space there out there, Jesse, or do you have room for more people?
There's room for more people. There is a, Alex might be able to answer that question a little better, but there's a dorm, so it's in residence. The guys are in residence. They have dorm rooms.
And was this a building that existed out there? Or what is this building that you use?
Yes. Yeah, it's an old Bible college.
Okay.
That was donated by the Eston College. And it, right now we can have up to 28 students in the program.
Okay.
And right now we're at 10.
Okay, so you've got room for more. So how are you funded? Who pays for this?
It'd be by donations. That we are funded through donations. Also, the work that we do, that helps for a very small percentage. Mm-hmm. But
do you get any government funding, any of that?
No, not as of right now, no.
Mm. The Village of Hope, what is your website?
It'd be villageofhopeeston.ca.
Village of Hope Eston?
Villageofhopeeston.ca.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. And what can people, I know you do the promotions, the marketing for it. Jesse, what can people find on the website?
So on the website, you're going to find information on what the program's all about, the length of time, kind of the code of conduct if you want to go there. There's the whole application process so people can apply online or call a number to talk to Alex or one of the intake guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on what to bring. There's some promotional videos that just kind of show what it's like at the village, all that kind of stuff. So any information that people are looking for, they can find there. And if they can't find it, give Alex a call on the number on the website.
Yeah.
He'd be happy to answer.
And you've had, how long has it been open and operational, Alex?
Been about 2.5 years.
Yeah. And in that short time, you've got some success stories, some graduates like Toby, that have shown, is it the follow-up stuff too, very quickly? We've only got about a minute left, but the follow-up work that helps add to the success, because you've got the long 10-month program, but then the graduates seeing great success in their life.
Yeah, it would be the follow-up, and that allows them to still have accountability around them as they graduate and move on to work.
This is outstanding. Jesse, the website again?
VillageofHopeEston.ca.
VillageofHopeEston.ca. Jesse Weiberg, Toby Weiberg, Alex Parsons, I appreciate you coming in. This is it's outstanding. I love that we've got a program like this right here in Saskatchewan, and I hope maybe we can check in a little bit again. And by the way, I'm guessing on the website you would accept donations if people want to help support
We could use the donations.
For
sure. Absolutely.
Well, thank you all for coming in today. We appreciate having you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.